This chazar zechen neshav b'chazar shagam b'yehudim b'sechaz gittin daf peivov. Zok the mission there are three gittin that are possible, but if a woman gets remarried based on them, the child will not be a mamzer. A get that is handwritten by the husband and has no witnesses signed on it. A get that has witnesses but is not dated. A get that is dated but only has one witness signed on it. All these three are possible, but if a woman gets remarried based on them, the child will not be a mamzer. But Lotus says even if a get has no witnesses signed on it, but the get was given to her in front of witnesses, the get is valid. Also, such a document may even be used to collect from encumbered properties. This is because the reason that witnesses sign a get is for the benefit of the world, in case the witness can't be found later to testify on what they saw, and not because they're in any way needed to make the get valid. Fedek Nemar, the Mishnah says that there are only three such gittin. However, there's another such get, namely a get yashan, which also fits into this category. And for the Gemara, if a woman remarries based on a get yashan, she would not have to leave her second husband, whereas in the case of the Mishnah, she would. Fedek Nemar, the Machleik is whether in the case of our Mishnah, she would have to divorce her second husband. According to the view that she does not have to do so, why isn't the case of get yashan included in the Mishnah? Mar says, once a get yashan is given, she may rely on it lechatchila and remarry. The get in our Mishnah may not be relying on to remarry lechatchila. There's also the case of a get kereach, which is only possible to Rabbanan and should be included in the Mishnah. Mara said, by a get kereach, the child she has from the second husband would be a mamzer. In fact, that's only true according to Rameyer, but not according to Rabbanan. Mara says, if a woman remarries based on a get kereach, she would not have to leave her second husband, whereas in the case of the Mishnah, she would. In fact, Mara is machloik, is whether in the case of our Mishnah, she would have to divorce her second husband. According to the view that she does not have to do so, why isn't the case of get kereach included in the Mishnah? Mara said, our Mishnah is not discussing a get mekusher, and therefore it's not listed. In fact, Mara, there's the case of a get that was not dated according to the local government, which is therefore also the Rabbanan and fits the category of our Mishnah. Mar says, if a woman remarries based on such a get, she would have to leave her second husband, whereas in the case of the Mishnah, she would not. In fact, again, the Machleik is in our Mishnah whether she has to leave her second husband. According to the view that she does have to leave the second husband, why isn't the case of this improperly dated get included in the Mishnah? Mar says, this view will say that our Mishnah follows Rebbe Meir, who holds that a get dated not according to the local kingdom will produce Mamzerim. Therefore, it can't be included in our Mishnah where the cases do not produce Mamzerim. The Mishnah mentions there are three gittin in the beginning, and it says again at the end there are three gittin. What's the mention of the number three in each coming to teach? Mara says the first mention of the number comes to exclude the cases that we just discussed above. The mention at the end of the Mishnah comes to exclude the case of a braisa that says that if the shliach did not say b'fanen tachvan nechdam, Rebbe Meir says a child is a mamzer. Mishnah then said, "Kosa b'ksav yodoy ve'ena lov edim." Rav said the Mishnah is discussing where the get was handwritten by the husband. In fact, which case is Rav referring to? He can't be referring to the first case because the Mishnah clearly says that the get was handwritten by the husband. He can't be referring to the second case because the Mishnah says there are witnesses in that case, which means it makes no difference who wrote the get. Where it says he's referring to the last case of where the get was dated and has only one witness signed. The Mishnah is teaching that if the husband wrote it and it's signed by one witness, the child born is not a mamzer. However, if a sofer had written the get and only one witness signed, the get would be possible, and any child from a subsequent marriage based on this get would be a mamzer. Shmuel said, the Mishnah's last case even refers to a case where the sofer wrote it and one witness signed it, as we will learn in the Mishnah that says that if a sofer writes and a single witness signs, the get is actually valid. Rav says the Mishnah must be discussing with a cipher signed as well, because if not, why does the Mishnah say that get is valid, which means the chatchila? Shmuel says both Mishnahs are talking about a get written by the cipher and signed by a single witness. The difference is that our Mishnah is dealing with a cipher who is not an expert, and therefore the get would be possible. He may have written it without explicit instruction to do so by the husband. The other Mishnah is discussing an expert cipher, and that's why the get is valid. The Mishnah says that there were times when Rav would say that in the cases of our Mishnah, if the woman remarried, she must divorce the second husband, and other times he would say that she need not divorce the husband. And the Mishnah explains, If the woman already had children with the second husband, she does not have to get divorced. If she did not yet have children with the second husband, she does have to get divorced. We don't have to be afraid of moitzi laz on the children. The Mishnah says if a man was married to a few wives, one of which was an erva to his brother, he divorced that wife with a get like one of the three discussed in our Mishnah. The man then died without children. The halacha is that we require the other wives to have chalitza but not yibam. Meaning if the divorce was fully valid, even yibam could be done to the others. And if it was fully possible, even chalitza would not need to be done. So now, according to Rav, that this woman could remain married to the second husband, that would lead the others to think that the divorce was certainly good and would have them even do yibam. The Mara says, that's okay, because the raisa, the get, is good, and yibam could be done. Therefore, if yibam is ultimately done, it would not be the end of the world. Levi said that a woman who remarries based on one of the gittin in our Mishnah needs never get divorced from her second husband. Rav Yechanan said this as well, and said that Rav Chalafta said this as well. Mishnah and Rabbi Lazar Omer Afal Piva Chulu. Rabbi Yehuda named Rav said we pass like Rabbi Lazar by Gittin. When this was repeated to Shmuel, he said that we even pass like him for other documents as well. The Mishnah says such a document can be used to collect from encumbered properties. How could Rav say that Rabbi Lazar did not say as halacha by other documents? And for the Gemara, but Lozer and Echanami said his halacha regarding both, but Rav only held like him regarding Gittin. Rav Yaakov Eden and Rav Yeshua and Levi also said that we pass on Rav Lozer, but Rav Yane said there is no effect of a get from this at all, meaning there's not even a reich a get. Rav Yane doesn't hold Rav Lozer, and Mar said he meant that according to the Rabbanon who argue Rav Lozer, such a get not even a reich a get. Rav Yosi, the son of Rechanina and Rav Shlakish also said that we pass on Rav Lozer, but Rav Yochanan said there is no effect of a get from this at all, no reich a get. Rav Yochanan doesn't hold Rav Lozer, Mar said he meant that according to the Rabbanon who argue Rav Lozer, so there is no reich haget over here. The Mara says that we find that Rabbi, the son of Rav Huna, said that his father, Rav Huna, passing like Rav Elazar regarding Gittin. Rav Chama Bar Guri in the name of Rav passing like this as well, and Rav in the name of Rav Elazar in the name of Rav passing like this as well.